President Trump disparaged Baltimore on Twitter earlier this summer, calling it a, quote, disgusting rat and rodent infested mess, and saying it was deadlier than Afghanistan. And yesterday, he paid Baltimore a visit. WYPR's Emily Sullivan is on the line to tell us how that visit went. Emily, why did Trump come to Baltimore if he thinks it's so awful?
So Trump was in town for a retreat with Republican members of the U.S. House of Representatives. Those members of Congress are here from Thursday through Saturday. They're meeting in the Baltimore Marriott Waterfront Hotel over in Harbor East. It's common for presidents to often visit congressional retreats. Trump spoke at the last two Republican ones, and yesterday he gave a speech during dinner. And as for the location, the retreat was originally supposed to be held in West Virginia back in January, but the federal government shutdown, which you might remember, pushed back the date. And while rescheduling, the retreat's organizers picked Baltimore, and that was before Trump blasted the city on Twitter and to reporters and supporters in July.
Trump's comments about Baltimore did get a lot of national attention. Remind us about the context for those comments.
Right. He was blasting Congressman Elijah Cummings, the Democrat who represents parts of Baltimore, and who also oversees the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. And that committee is conducting a few investigations into the president. So Trump tweeted about his district, and I quote, "The district is considered the worst run and the most dangerous anywhere in the United States. No human being would want to live there."
And yesterday he paid that place a visit.
That's right. His helicopter landed at the Under Armour headquarters in Port Covington, and he drove to the Waterfront Hotel. And on his way in, he went back to Twitter to post a photo of Baltimore downtown streets saying, "Hello, Baltimore."
So what kind of welcome did he get?
A big one. An entire grassroots affinity group was created to protest his time in Baltimore, the self-appointed Welcome Baltimore Committee. The group's made up of volunteers, activists, and advocates throughout the region. It organized a huge protest outside of the retreat's hotel. Other co-sponsors of the protest included ICE Out of Baltimore, the People's Power Assembly, and Youth in War Against Racism. They protested Trump and, as they say, racism, white supremacy, war, bigotry, and climate change. Things they say are aligned with his presidency. All in all, there were around 150 to 200 protesters, and the event was also really, really progressive. It wasn't just a big gathering of centrist Dems. Speakers didn't just criticize Trump. They also talked about local Democratic leadership that they say doesn't do enough to help Baltimore's most vulnerable. Here's how Rafiki Morris put it. He's an organizer with the All African People's Revolution Party.
The problem is not the representation of the system. The problem is the system itself. These Democrats and these Republicans sit up and make policies that appear to be in contradiction with each other and then go to lunch while they're dropping bombs in Yemen and killing babies in Africa and supporting this criminal prison system in the United States.
Were there any Trump supporters at yesterday's gatherings?
There were a handful.
Did the protesters and Trump even see each other?
Actually, yeah. The president's motorcade drove right by the protest. Now, I can't play the tape I took during that moment because it's not what we call suitable for air. But I had Abby C. tell me what happened then. Here's what they said.
So we were all standing around waiting. The cops were grumbling about how long it was taking. And all of a sudden, black cars started coming and everybody gathered up to the front. And somebody sort of spontaneously, as far as I'm aware, started yelling, "F Trump." And then all of us started yelling it, so it was like 50 people chanting, "F Trump, F Trump," as the car sped by us. I'm told, I didn't actually see, but that he waved through the, you know, closed window of the car, and it was over very quickly.
So that is quite a reaction.
Indeed. And there will be more organizing through the weekend. The self-appointed Baltimore Welcoming Committee will be hosting protests by the harbor all weekend.
Emily Sullivan covers Baltimore news for WYPR. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.